Hello there, it's Stella from the Beauty of Play. We just finished my daughter's annual evaluation of her homeschooling portfolio that fulfills the requirements for the state of Florida. I thought this would be the perfect time to share our end-of-year review with you. Completed a total of 7 blocks this year, including geometry, G7 geometry, study skills, geography, westward expansion, American literature, the Civil War, and chemistry. And I'm struck by 2 things. One is all of the learning that happened that isn't represented in the portfolio, which is a lot, and then also how much you can accomplish in a given year. Think even if the state of Florida did not require us to keep portfolios, that I would. And I think these annual evaluations of portfolios is such a good idea. I really like to have my children at the evaluation, which didn't happen this year, but it helps to give them a sense of the amount of work that they've done in a given year. She started her 8th grade year doing 7th grade geometry, and this happens a lot to us. I tend to save the best for last, and I love Waldorf geometry, but that means that if I don't get to it, that it rolls over to the beginning of the next year, which happens to me a lot. So if you don't know, the highlight of G7 Waldorf geometry is the pentagon and the pentagram and exploring the golden ratio of phi. We also explored the progression of roots or the spiral of Theodorus, where we introduce a greater depth of root work. We had done some radical work, just basically finding the roots of square numbers, but this was more involved in understanding that they don't always come out as even whole numbers and where they might fall on the number line. I really love how Waldorf approaches geometry. It's very experiential in nature, and it helps give a sense beyond just memorizing facts or learning certain formulas. Next block was our study skills block. I did this one with my son in his 8th grade year in my panic moment of high school's coming, we've got to get it together. And although the panic was unwarranted, the study skills class was amazing. And this is one of the areas where I'm like, these pages do not express the amount that we learned in this. The spine, we used Barbara Oakley's Learning How We Learn, which is written for youth, like middle school, early high school ages. And it goes over various studies that they know and techniques for retaining information and learning material. Paired this with the science of learning from books like Make It Stick or Cult of Pedagogy's podcast, as well as different charts for charting and organizing information and note-taking. This block really did set us up for learning in the rest of our blocks and into this year now for high school. Next block that we did was our geography block. And my idea for doing geography in this order was that it be before our history. Though we did a lot more than just local geography, this was an expansion and review of material that we had done in early elementary, and I really enjoy this block. In fact, I wrote a guide on it that's in my shop. This block has a lot of hands-on activities. So we did the compass rose and drawing a map of your local area or your neighborhood. And then I tried to infuse a lot of math within this block. We had previously learned in G7 geometry about similar triangles and had been doing work of ratios either last year or the year before. And so this had a lot of activities of drawing to scale, such as these mountains. And then we also drew her room to scale in map form. And then the favorite of my activities is taking a topo map and making it into a 3D dimensional model, which is always fun. There is a smaller, simpler one in my guide on my shop, but for this one, I chose a more complicated version of the topo map, and we did that. Then, of course, we also included art in this, and we did several art studies on people that either make maps artistically or use maps in their artwork, and that was pretty interesting to learn about. There's a little different spin to the geography unit. From our geography block, we segued into our history blocks, which we usually do in the winter, and this works really well for us. This year, we were doing the 1800s and westward expansion, and this is definitely one of those blocks where I felt like so much learning happened and very little was represented in her main lesson book and in our portfolio in general. And I only have a few pictures as well, even though it was a very rich unit. We explored the 1800s and the expansion of the colonies across the continent, and we also looked at it from different viewpoints. So we looked at it from Native Americans, we looked at it from the viewpoint of the colonists, we looked at it from the viewpoints of the immigrants coming in, the Chinese immigrants working on the railroad from the west to the east, and the Irish from the east to the west. And it was a very full block. What you're seeing in this picture is the hexagonal thinking. And we do this, which is like the easiest prompts and relatively easy preparation, but the greatest for memory recall and making connections and critical thinking. I really love this exercise. After the westward expansion, we took our winter break. By the time that we make it to this point, late November, mid-December, we are so ready for a break. And I used to plan our breaks like 2 weeks and then we'd start up again. And that never happened. No matter what I did, we never started back in 2 weeks. So now I just know that our breaks are going to be 3 to 4 weeks long and I plan accordingly for that. There's absolutely no school during this time, and in Florida, this is a really good time to be outside as far as activities, outdoor activities, and so we spend some time doing that as a family. After our winter break, we moved into American literature, and our literature blocks are usually paired with our history, and that was the case for this one. We read a variety of American authors from the different perspectives that we looked at history. So we had some Native authors, some authors from Mexican American, where California and Texas had been annexed into the U.S. We looked at the Irish immigrants and the Chinese immigrants as well and used authors from them. This was also a block that we looked at poetry and literary devices. I really love teaching literary devices through poetry because we really enjoy poetry here. Next up came our number-based block. This was a shorter, lighter block. And I really like math blocks like this to kind of clean the palette before we move on to something heavier again. The number base block is a Waldorf block, but I don't see it in a lot of homeschooling, and it's not like one of the most important math blocks. However, I'm really glad that we took the time to do this block because I feel like there was so much to be gained from it. One of the largest things to be gained that I think that we'll see the fruits of in this year as we progress through algebra is that place value in all the number systems are represented by polynomial equations. So our base 10, we have our 1s, and then we have x to the 1 or 10 to the 1s. We have our 10s. And then 10 times 10 or x squared, we have our 100s and then our 1000s and so forth. Well, all the other number systems work in the same way where if we're looking at base 3, then we have our 1s, our 3s would be our 10s, and 3 squared would be our 9s, and 3 cubed, 27, would be our 100s, and so forth. The highlight of the year, at least for me, I think also for her, was our chemistry block. This had so many hands-on demonstrations and activities. It was a wonderful block. And if you don't already know, I absolutely love all sciences, including chemistry, and was super excited about teaching this block. I approached it, which I think is the Waldorf way as well, by the four Greek elements, earth, air, water, and fire. We started with water and we spent 2 weeks on water, because we used that to show the basic chemical concepts that we could build upon. From water, we moved into combustion, where we studied fire. And then after combustion, we moved into air, where we explored gases, particularly carbon dioxide and oxygen and hydrogen, and how they either enhanced or suppressed combustion. And then finally we moved into the salts, and for the salts we studied the acids, the bases, saponification, and a little bit of photoreactivity. With this block, I also introduced for the first time scientific writing, and so we were working on doing lab reports. I tend to do very much when I'm teaching something new, and I do, you watch, we do it together, and then you practice on your own. This was a little less clear, so on the first one, we were sitting side by side, and then I was doing and she was doing after me, and then we worked on the next one kind of together, and then the last one she did more on her own for practice. So it's a little step at a time. We only did 3 this time, and then we did narrations, but for these narrations I skipped off on the editing because we were doing so much with the scientific writing. I think we did 1 editing process for one of our narrations, but we were doing narrations because I was using that for memory recall and for spacing and for retention. We were doing narrations almost every single day. Something was going into her main lesson book. So for this particular block, it has a lot in the main lesson book, especially for science as well. I tend to use the illustrations for teaching, and so often I will do the illustrations the day after our lesson and then use that illustration to support the narration to go in her main lesson book. So there was a lot in her main lesson book for chemistry. History is a little bit different. I don't do those the same way. For our history blocks, I tend to have us read a lot and absorb a lot, just have a lot of discussions
But the writing that we do do some narration, but it's usually after 3 or 4 days of consuming material and then summarizing that material. And then we're also doing some kind of analysis work on the information that we're using. So it might be sourcing primary documents. It might be assessing a claim. It might be change in continuity over time or contextualization or a comparison project. I usually choose maybe 3 or 4 of those in a given block. These are all tools, by the way, that I learned from OER's World History Project, which is free online. They have teachers' resources if you establish an account, and I have obtained all of those from the teaching resources when I taught world history for my son in high school. To our chemistry block, we did a lot of really fun activities with this one. We made soap and went over the saponification process. And this is our photoreactivity project here. It's turmeric immersed in alcohol, and then we filtered that out, painted our paper, placed it out in the sun with various materials to block the sun, and then placed it into a boric acid solution, and it came back with this beautiful design of orange and yellows where the sun had been blocked out. And our final block for the year was our grade 8 geometry. We actually got to geometry this year, but part of the reason that we got to geometry this year is because I had planned to do physics, but when we took off April and May and worked through the summer, it changed our schedule in ways that I wasn't expecting, and I knew we weren't going to have time for physics before we would enter into the fall and winter months, which is really best suited for us to do our history blocks. And so I pushed that off to the following year, and we will be doing our physics block this year instead of last year. But that gave us room for geometry, and geometry, again, with Waldorf, is just wonderful. The focus for G8 is solids, and I loved the work that we did with the solids. Like all of math, you could go infinitely deep. So we focus mostly on the plate tectonic solids, but we did dabble in a few other solids, particularly in our transformation that you see here from the square to its dual, the octahedron, and then we stellated a few of our geometry solids so that we could again see the duals. We did something new to me this year for geometry, and that was to explore some of the geometric solids through folding the circle, which is work from Bradson Henson Smith, who is an artist. And it's similar to origami, but slightly different. This work was really fabulous in reviewing all of the geometric material that we had done before, and then building the solids and showing the relationships of the solids between each other. With the time constraints, I wasn't sure we were going to be able to explore some of the stellated solids, but we were able to, and I'm really glad that we were able to do that because it provides us another relationship with the duals. That was our main lesson blocks, but as you know, there's other work outside of the main lesson blocks, and that includes art. For art this year, we spent a lot of time on perspective drawing from the book Drawing and Painting in Waldorf Schools, and also from Waldorfish, and I also included a few seasonal activities like this one. We also used a watercolor course from Mary Jane, who is out of Utah, but she has a course online now. I don't know if it's particularly for homeschoolers, but we used it for watercolors.
We got pretty far along in the course, but we tend to need a little bit more variety. So we didn't finish the course, and I'm sure that we will come back to finish it this year. We also went back every once in a while to our wet-on-wet watercoloring from our early years. Waldorf teaches color theory in a more intuitive way in the very early years through play with wet-on-wet watercolor, which I think is just marvelous. It's another one of the aspects of Waldorf that I really love, and much of this we learned through the book Drawing and Painting in Waldorf Schools. It does follow what you typically see in Waldorf classrooms pretty closely, and so because we deviated, particularly in history, in the middle years, some of those middle years classes were not as applicable to us, but it did have a variety of other activities like this in the collage work that we're seeing. And then also when you get into the middle school grades, it's fabulous. Something else my daughter learned outside of the main lessons was typing. We use typing.com, which is pretty simple. I do think I paid so that there would be no ads. We had tried typing once before when she was younger, but I feel like it was not the right timing and our hands were too small. When we tried this time, it went really quickly. She was ready to learn and picked up typing really well. Very much like our copy work, we used information for typing that had to do with what we were studying or the books that we were reading at the time. Typing, foreign language, and math are all part of our daily work, and our math daily work looks a lot like workbook style work, where I'm giving various problems and then she's practicing fluency. We spent a lot of time on proportionality and how that relates to linear and graphs and slope. And then we also spent a lot of time on percentages, including percent increase and percent decrease. I still try to work in interesting things like this, and then also the logarithmic spiral of squares was also practice, but essentially we're working on fluency, and fluency means that we have to have lots of practice. So it looks like a lot of workbook work now. That is our end of the year review. Thank you so much for following along with me. I hope you enjoyed it. I always feel a sense of fulfillment when we go through our portfolio and look at all the work that she has done and how much she has achieved, the progress that she's made that can clearly be seen in math, in her language arts, in all of it. Thank you for joining me. If you have any questions, let me know. And until next time, happy homeschooling.